This is Weekend Breakfast.
Deadpool 2 is still in cinemas. It's been going so well since it came out, Tanya. Have you seen it yet?
Yes, I've seen it. It's so good.
Well, obviously stars Ryan Reynolds, but also stars from across the Dutch, Julian Dennison. Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Am I talking to Tom?
Yes.
Yeah, it's not that you sound like a woman.
But... No, kind of. Fine. Yeah, it's like a feminine energy for sure. Can I just say, I'm not into superhero movies at all. It's not my jam, not my deal. I love Deadpool.
Okay.
I love Deadpool, and I loved Deadpool 2. And
thank you.
I was so stoked for you. I was watching it like, holy crap, this kid is killing it. He is so funny. He is so good. Like, I don't know you, but I feel like connected to you, and I just thought you were a superstar.
It's probably because I'm a Kiwi, and you guys Aussies are—you guys just want to take everything.
Yeah, no, we do. We do.
Well, no, thank you. Yeah, it's so cool talking to people and like to just love the comics. Like I've met a lot of people. Like I wasn't a superhero fan, but like I watched Deadpool, and it made me like just like enjoy it. You know. You were connected to him.
Well, Julian, you and I actually do know each other. We met when you were doing the junket here in Sydney. You probably won't remember me, but I was the very good-looking one. We had. I'm the one that I told you I was from New Zealand as well. Do you remember? From Wellington?
Oh, yes. Yeah, wow. I do remember you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we were at the hotel. We were at the Hyatt in Sydney.
Yes.
Of course I remember
you. Well,
We go way back, Tom.
Yeah. We were talking about the fact that you hadn't really got any of that Deadpool cash money yet, but now that it's been a couple of months, have you got your first Deadpool paycheck? What have you bought? Is there something really bougie that you were like, I'm getting this?
I've bought a private plane.
You have not.
Now the whale. My mom, I'm trying to be really responsible with it. You know, it's for me, it's very special because, like, at such a young age, I feel like I'm able for a few years when I go to uni. I need to buy a house. I'm financially stable.
Oh my!
Which is really good. Which is like which my mum and dad taught me to do. You know, I have it in a trust, and when I die, I'm just going to bury all my money with me in $100 note.
Yeah, that's the
and
best
I'm just
way
to have it.
Yeah.
And if I get cremated, I'll burn the money with me.
Yeah.
That's rational. That's a really good decision.
Yeah. No, it's really special for me that I'm able to be financially stable. Which I'm really lucky to be at such a young age.
Yes, it's really weird actually, because I'm 32, listening to you going, "Nah, mate, just go buy a bunch of donuts and, you know, go do something."
Just give up.
Yeah, no. Like I'm saying, like, go live your best life. Go spend it on something ridiculous. And I feel like you're telling me all the things that I would have loved to have known. Like, how are you so mature at 15? Why are you talking about uni and all this? Like,
how am I so mature? I just have great parents who whip me every Thursday night. No. It's illegal now. Just a big family that makes sure that I'm not, you know, that I'm not too cocky or I'm not getting a big head, which I really love.
So you hear this weekend, and obviously there's people, all the people come in costumes, but the thing that's that I like noticed was the two like biggest stars that are going to be there are both Kiwis. I'm obviously talking about you and KJ Apa from
those
Riverdale.
Two biggest stars. You know, there's big stars here. There's Joe.
Joe Manganiello.
Joe.
Yeah.
I know on a first name basis. He's from Magic Mike.
Yeah.
You know, I'm 15.
Go with it, Julian. You and KJ are the
smoking hot people here. Eh?
Best of luck for Comic-Con.
Thank you.
It's today, so you can get along and get an autograph and a meet and greet and selfies with Julian. And also, good luck for Godzilla versus King Kong. We see that you've been cast in that. Holy crap!
Yeah, that's going to be fun. It's going to be fun, but it comes out a long time.
Yes.
So I'll be, you know, but I can't wait. It's going to be a fun time.
Are you playing Godzilla or King Kong?
Oh, come on.
I'm actually playing, so they end up having a baby, Godzilla and King Kong, and I play the offspring of both of them.
I would watch
Kingzilla.
The crap out of that.
Yeah, me too.
Kongzilla.
But we're stoked for you and all your success and congratulations.
Thank you. You guys have a lovely day.
Julian Dennison from Deadpool is going to be at Comic-Con. He was there yesterday in Melbourne, today in Melbourne as well. You can still get tickets, ozcomiccon.com.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
I just say, there's been a lot of news this week. A lot of big news, none of which has interested me except this. Legally Blonde 3 is coming.
Oh,
yes.
I did see this. I'm very excited.
Is Reese Witherspoon going to be playing Elle Woods?
I think so. Well, the thing is, this is Legally Blonde 4, technically, because they did a Legally Blonde 3, but Reese wasn't in it. It was with those twins.
I remember that.
It was like, so bad.
Yeah, it was like straight to DVD.
Yeah, it was really bad.
But can I tell you, High School Musical went straight to DVD. Fun fact.
High School Musical was on Disney Channel.
Yeah.
And but then went to DVD.
Yeah. And I was 21 or 22 watching it, like a sad, sad individual. But I'm really excited for this sequel. I'm not really a big sequels fan, but I mean, it's iconic and Reese Witherspoon was so phenomenal. I thought it was written really well. And if they write it in that same style, I think it'll be great. I have a friend who still quotes Legally Blonde. They're Band and Snap. And her other favorite quote from Legally Blonde is, "This is going to be just like senior year, but funner." She still says that. That movie's like 15 years old.
Remember this part, the bend and snap?
Okay, I'm going to show you a little maneuver that my mother taught me in junior high. In my experience, it has a 98% success rate of getting a man's attention, and when used appropriately, it has an 83% rate of return on a dinner invitation.
Wow.
It's called the bend and snap.
It's such a good movie.
No, I want to watch it now. And actually, the second one's pretty good too.
Yeah. I can do, like, I'm pretty good at movie quotes. I can quote a lot of that movie, but the pretty much start to finish, Mean Girls.
Mean Girls is any the most quotable movie ever. What do you got?
I've got a big monologue.
Yeah.
Okay, ready? Why are you talking to Janice Ian? I don't know. She's so weird. She just, you know, came up to me and started talking to me about crack. She's so weird. Let me tell you something about Janice Ian. We were best friends in middle school. I know, right? It's so embarrassing. I don't even, whatever. So then eighth grade, I started going out with my first boyfriend, Kyle, who was totally gorgeous, but then he moved to Indiana. And Janice was like weirdly jealous of him. Like if I blow her off to go out with Kyle, she'd be like, "Why didn't you call me back?" And I'll be like, Why are you so obsessed with me?
That is so good. You could probably keep going.
Yeah, should I stop? It gets mean.
Okay,
I'll stop here.
I honestly, though, if it wasn't for the fact that we were doing a radio show, I would happily hear the rest of you quoting Mean Girls because that was so solid. That was so good. 131060, I would love for people to give us a call this morning with their movie quotes and we'll try and guess the movie.
Yes.
I love people quoting movies. I love it. I wish I could do it. It just doesn't come to me. I can't remember things quickly enough.
Oh, my God.
And it just doesn't stay in my brain. So I'm really jealous of these people. So if you can quote a movie, 131060.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
And we're taking your calls on 131060 about movie quotes. Can you do one? And we'll guess where it's from.
I love this. I love people who can quote movies. I'm so jealous that you can quote Mean Girls.
Pretty much word for word the whole. Like you could start a sentence and I'll be able to finish it. Can you think of one in Mean Girls?
On Wednesdays, we're pink.
That's the so you did the whole line.
Oh yeah, but isn't there dialogue after it?
All right, this is going to be better on the phone.
Yeah, 1060
in Queensland. Taylor, can you do a really great quote for a movie? We're going to guess what movie it is. So don't tell us. Just, go into the quote.
Okay. Triumph starts with try and ends with a great big oop.
I feel like you need to be more in character.
Yeah, can you do it in the voice? Do it in the voice.
Oh, it's like a, it's a triumph starts with try and ends with a great big oof.
Weirdly enough, that like, didn't help.
Feel like Elvis almost.
I don't know what that is from.
Me either. Can we have a hint?
Penguins.
Wait, oh, Happy Feet.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good one.
God, remember Happy Feet? That was huge.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Oh, it's good.
I'm a tap dance fan. So.
Oh, so you were right in there. Oh, yeah, Tommy's a tap dance fan. thanks, girl.
In New South Wales, Mel, what is your movie quote? We're going to try and guess what movie it's from.
Okay, I've got two.
Oh, yeah.
So the first one is, what's the number for 911? How do I know? And then the second one.
Is it from the same movie?
It most certainly is.
Okay.
Okay.
Dear Darla, I hate your stinking guts. You make me vomit. You are the scum between my toes. Love, alfalfa.
Should we say it together? One, two, three.
Little rascals.
That's the one.
That's so memorable. I remember that. You are the scum between my toes. Love, alfalfa. So
I actually went to the effort of buying the DVD so my kids could watch it, and they now absolutely love it too.
That's such a good idea.
Good old-fashioned family fun movie. Whatever happened to those?
I don't know. They just don't really make them anymore. Superhero movies I make now.
Yeah, and cartoons, but they don't have that like family
Yeah, they're not
action.
Like an old Disney cartoon.
Yeah, I love those movies.
Should we go to Sean on 131060 in Victoria? What movie quote can you do, Sean? We're going to guess what movie it's from.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm not a smart man, but I know what love is. Come on, Draco.
Can we have a clue?
This is a Draco one.
Oh,
I'm
is
not
it?
A smart man.
Okay, do it again.
But I know what love is.
Do it in the voice. Do it in the voice.
I'm not a smart man, but I know what love is.
I don't know.
I don't
it's
know.
A romance movie. Come on.
But I know what love is.
Hey, do
no book.
Thing in one together? Is no, it... no, 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 no.
Okay, I take back to my answer.
He's a little slow. I'm trying not to be rude.
Forrest Gump.
Ah, there we go.
Yes. Can I tell you, I've never seen that movie and I just went slow.
What?
Oh, that's terrible.
Serious?
Oh, sorry, Sean. Yeah, I've never seen it.
Oh, man, it's awesome. You've got it there.
I know.
Yeah.
And to be honest, hey. I'm someone who spends a lot of time at home, so it's quite strange that I haven't watched that movie.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
You Mariah Carey fan?
Yeah, I saw her live like a couple of years ago when she came here and it was in November. And the only reason I went was because I thought she was going to sing Along for Christmas as You. It was like November 31. Didn't sing it. Everyone was ropeable.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
What did she sing? The greatest hits?
I don't know.
Fantasy? Dream Lover?
Yeah, all the schlop. I just wanted Christmas.
Schlop. Did she sing well?
Or it was the stage where she didn't really care for a while and she would like whistle part of the songs and like not do the corry and like... just stand there and be carried. Like she would put her arms out stiff and then the dancers would just pick her up by the armpit and move her.
But dead weight. Like she's not bouncing up
no,
to help the dancers.
Dead weight. She's like, I'm so over it.
I mean, Mariah Carey, multimillionaire, super relatable.
Yeah.
I read this week that she's still got a Christmas tree up.
What?
Yeah.
She's not super relatable then.
Well, yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe people do have their Christmas trees up, but it's, you know, middle of June, but she's, I don't know if I watched her TV series and Mariah's World or something. And she's, I'm so festive. I'm a festive person. I do festive. That's my festive thing. So I reckon she's just kept them up because she just loves Christmas. And it's her season. If there's one season, it's bloody Christmas for Mariah Carey. It really is.
I mean, it's the 10th of June. Maybe she's just waiting for Christmas in July.
Oh, well, that's true. No, I genuinely think it's just because she's Christmas crazy. But I would love to know on 131060... not if you've got your Christmas tree up, but I would like to know if you've finished your Christmas shopping already. Because I asked this question because a friend of mine is crazy, but like loves a bargain and loves to get in early.
Yep.
Basically does her Christmas shopping for the next year in the Christmas sales.
Oh.
Yeah, the end of December, early January, gets everything done and sort of buys things along the way so she doesn't have the stress around Christmas. And I was like, that's really quite genius. I couldn't do that. I'm just not that organised and I just don't care that much.
But then you've got to store them all year and like, what
kids?
If you're not friends with the person that you bought a present for?
Right. And you worry the kids might find them or see them. But like, I would be interested to know if this is a thing. Have you done your Christmas shopping now? I mean, I doubt it. I think my friend is the only person in the world, but it'd be interesting to know.
If this was December 24, I would be ringing up and say, oh, I haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
That's me.
Everyone's getting something from a BP.
Yep. 131060, we'll take your calls next.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
A bit early to play this, but I feel like we have to. In June. because Mariah Carey's still got a Christmas tree up.
So relatable, Mariah.
Just being festive, you know. And it got us to thinking, has anyone done their Christmas shopping? As in finished in June? So interested. My friend has.
It's
that's her
insane.
Tea. That's what she does every year. She buys her stuff on sale at the Boxing Day sales and just holds on to it for the whole year. But I just don't think that's possible.
It's insane. 131060, Lainey, have you done all your Chrissy shopping?
Okay, so not all, but most.
What?
Oh, wow. You just want to play the song. And rightly so. It's a good song. And Lainey, you obviously froth Christmas.
Oh my gosh, I love Christmas. But the backstory is from the 5th of November to the 17th of February, there's 7 birthdays plus Christmas.
Oh.
So that's the reasoning for why I do all my shopping throughout the year.
Yeah, because it's expensive.
Oh, it does. When you've got 7 birthdays and Christmas all in that time, it's just insane.
Mm.
And like Christmas to us is like not a small thing. Every year we're like, yep, just one or two presents each. Yeah, 4.5 hours unwrapping presents later.
Wow. I want to be at your place for Christmas.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing. And my sister and her hubby, they go out and they get like fresh crayfish and fresh prawns and everything. So, Yeah, it's kind of a big deal for Christmas for us.
Yeah, and that's why you've got to prepare. I get it. I hear 100%. You. So you've just
and
got...
it's awesome because I wrap as I go.
Yeah.
So by the time Christmas comes around, I have presents in there for my dogs, and I'm just like, oh, what's this?
Yeah, of course, because you're like, I wrap these bad boys in February.
Yeah.
Sidebar: does that mean you're like randomly wrapping Christmas presents in April and stuff? You've got Christmas paper around the house and stuff.
All year round.
Oh, girl. That is fascinating. Thanks, Lainey. P.S. That's a beautiful
name.
Kind
of my dream, though.
Yeah. I love Christmas.
Yeah, same.
Annalise.
Is... Hi, how are you?
Like, so good, girl. You are like up and about. Do you have all your Christmas shopping done?
So I have finished all my Christmas shopping and it was done by February.
What?
What?
Yeah, by February.
No. Wait.
So I do mine during the sales.
Yes,
because I cannot stand the Christmas rush.
I know, it's awful. Oh, how bad is the parking situation?
I love that.
I hate shopping.
Wow. Yeah, I get it. But are you buying for a lot of people or just like two or three?
No, a lot of people.
Amazing.
So all my family, my nephews, my boss, everyone. I even done...
I'm shocked.
Secret Santa shopping. So I did a boy and a girl gift just in case.
Amazing.
Annalise is an icon.
Annalise, you are an icon. And just to finish this segment, you know what we need to play? Yeah! Yes, anyone getting in a car right now would be like, oh my God, what time of year is it? What day is it?
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Can I just say, the best news ever has arrived for Disney fans. Frozen is now on Broadway. Yes!
Yes.
Let it go.
If you haven't seen these videos, they are crazy and amazing, and it's exactly what you imagine. It's real life Frozen. You know, she moves her hands and the animatronics are psh, and it's live and it's amazing. And it's gone viral, crazy viral across the internet this week, and it's opened on Broadway. So hopefully we get it in Australia. We're going to get it.
We will. Aladdin's been on tour for like 2 years.
Yeah. It's just about to go to Perth. It's such a good show, but I reckon we're definitely going to get Frozen. But there's this review that came out because, you know, it's first week. And
so obviously
lots of reviews. It's highly anticipated. People want to know.
Theatre critics.
This is a great one that came out. There was a lot more nudity than I would have imagined for Frozen, the Disney musical. It's set in the depth of a European winter. It's a children's story. And I just go, well, where's the nudity? Because I've seen Frozen, and I think every parent in the car this morning has seen Frozen 48 times.
Yeah.
Where the hell would the nudity come from? It's set in winter. I think like maybe an ankle or a shoulder would be risque.
Yeah.
And it's Disney.
Yeah.
Where's the nudity coming from?
I mean, like Olaf doesn't have any clothes on, the snowman.
Yeah, but I mean, nudity, like when it's a cartoon character.
Yeah.
Like who's nude? Anyway, I love the fact that that is like the lead review right now. And to be honest with you, it sold me because I'm like, where's the nudity?
I'm going.
For God's sake, I need to see the nudity. But this did remind me of the fact that in 2013, a woman tried to sue Disney, claiming that Frozen was her life story and her autobiography.
Oh, right.
Just to remind people, an autobiography is based on your own life, okay? And can I also just run through a few plot points, the main plot points of Frozen?
Yeah.
So to claim this is your autobiography / life story, I'm very interested to know how this would be the case. Her name's Isabella.
Okay.
So Isabella claims, apparently, that in her autobiography, there does include a walking, talking, singing snowman who, despite the fact that when it becomes summer, doesn't melt.
Yeah.
But it's her autobiography. I'd be interested to read that one. Also, she claims it's her life story that a woman has ice magic powers, not ice magic the topping, but can actually create, castles out of ice.
Yeah, staircases and an outfit.
Yep. She changes mid, you know, she does a costume change. Yep. Is this really in your life story, babe? Because these are very essential plot points to Frozen. Also in Frozen, a family of trolls who are also rocks when not in troll form can do choreography. Is that in your life story, Isabella?
I mean, it's in mine.
Well, we are there with you, but you're different. You're an eccentric boy. There's a singing reindeer in Frozen. I assume that there's a singing reindeer in her life story. And there's also an abominable snowman in Frozen.
Oh, yeah.
So these are all crucial points to Frozen. Also, her sister dies because she's in a frozen state, spoiler alert, and then love brings her back to life. That's an essential plot point in Frozen. Isabella, The woman who tried to sue Disney for $250 million. Girl,
oh.
I've got some news for you and a bit of advice. Let it go.
This is Weekend Breakfast.